Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Chop Soccer Podcast, episode 36 Chambers. This is your host, Rox Fontaine, and...
it's your boy, Ken, a.k.a. Mr...
Yes, it's me. And you guys are angry about it. Oh my God, I make y'all feel that. Oh well, this will not take long.
A.K.A. Mr.
That definitely concerns me a little bit, you know what I mean? But, you know, I packed that thing too, so you come around this way, you will get caught.
And it's your girl, Shanoa, y'all. A.K.A. the name my mother gave me.
Not. Clearly it's not Shanoa.
Shanoa is off this week, y'all. Aww.
What? Here, hold on. In memory of Shanoa this week.
Great gowns. Beautiful gowns.
Yeah, Shanoa is off gallivanting. She's on vacation somewhere in the world. If you see her in the street, say what up. But just don't bother her, because we'll come for you.
Because I packed that thing too.
Yeah, so let's get into center circle. Weekend games, transfers, rumors, all that good stuff. Ken, what'd you catch this weekend?
So I went to the Red Stars Gotham game.
Hey,
for show. I had my moment of, I actually had two moments of black excellence at that game.
Yeah, it was like a damn family reunion out that bitch, no?
Yeah, big shout out to Nicole. Nicole came down. She's doing a world tour. So she was in Chicago. Had to say big up to the Mandem. Sa passe. No, that's Haitian. Those aren't Dominicans. K-Lo K. There we go.
K-Lo K. Ya tu sabe.
Yeah. I was like, hold on, that's French. Sa passe is French. K-Lo K to all my Dominicans out there. So big shout out to Nicole. It was a great home opener. I got a picture of Midge Purse and Sarah Gordon in the same shot, because Sarah Gordon was playing right back. Midge was attacking.
Yeah.
I got one with Sarah Gordon and Mal Pugh too. But dope. Yeah, that was a dope Saturday night. It was a big week in Chicago. The Fire somehow fucking beat Inter Miami. Like, fucking... I don't even know what was going on in the city. And then Sunday, I just watched all that Premier League madness, and that's about it.
Yeah. Man, I didn't catch any international this week. I was kind of bogged down with some other stuff, so I didn't catch games that way. But I did catch some MLS stuff. Of course, watched NYCFC. They took an L to Columbus Crew on some outright bullshit. They just, man, I don't know if just Columbus was that prepared to go the full 90, or if NYCFC just collapsed, because they dominated Columbus for stretches. Columbus didn't even have a shot until probably the 83rd minute, which is just crazy. And then they won 2-0. Yeah, they dominated Columbus, but they lost. So there's that. It is what it is, but there's some good transfer news coming out of NYCFC, so we'll get into that in short corners. I caught a piece of the DC United and Philadelphia game. Philly came out with the win, 1-0 in DC.
Dude.
I think anytime you went on the road, that's good. Philly like my B squad on the low. I really like that team and their jersey, so there's that. But yeah, that was all I caught this weekend, really. I think I watched a piece of maybe one other game. I cannot remember what that game was. Oh, Seattle and Atlanta.
Yesterday afternoon, I did watch Oakland Roots and LA Galaxy 2.
Nice.
I did watch that yesterday afternoon. Bro, Oakland. And,
oh, shit.
Yeah, and they scored their first goal in the championship. And for what it's worth, ESPN Plus is that shit, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact.
Yo, like, fuck it. I mean, like, if Paramount Plus and Peacock, the cock, don't get it together, bro, I might just have to cancel both of those and just stick with ESPN Plus, because I mean, now you basically get all the international soccer you want, and they have USL too.
Yep.
So, I mean, they are NWSL or like MLS away. Might not need anything else, bro.
But yeah, man, let's get into these short corners. We got a couple of them to go through, so let's knock them off. The first one, Lisa Baird, who is the commissioner of NWSL, was having fucking tea and crumpets on the NWSL account. I don't know what that was about, but this was only a thing because why is the commissioner on the damn league account? Like, that doesn't even make any sense.
Because it's a mom and pop operation, bro.
Nah, bro, you cannot be. Not at this level.
I mean, what do you mean? I feel like what's happened with NWSL, like, I don't want people to think this is coming off as hate, but I think what's happened in NWSL is they got hot faster than they were ready to be hot. So just a bunch of the shit behind the scenes just isn't ready for prime time. You know what I mean? Not saying anything bad about it, because I mean, like, once again, I don't want to shit on the league or anything like that, because I think they're doing like a manageable job with their success.
Yeah.
But sometimes you get put in a position and you might not be ready for it. And then you just get the stress test and you're like, oh shit, this is this. Right. And I mean, 2 years ago, nobody cares about this, right? But now you're under the microscope and like, this is what happens.
They really at the table looking like a sorority, man. This shit is crazy.
I don't even know which one is Lisa Baird.
The far left. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, okay. The one that looks, okay, yeah, yeah, she looks like she's holding the camera. She needs a better squad, bro.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Actually, don't answer that. Do not answer that question. Yeah, yeah, never mind. Okay. Listen, Lisa, let the social media manager do her thing, man.
Let the social media manager do her thing.
Yeah, you don't need the password for that. Come on now. You can keep tabs on it without having a password.
Even though, I will say this. That is dollar store water.
Bruh. That's the Panna joint. What's the name? Panna something.
Yeah, you can buy that in the dollar store.
I guess in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, you can buy that in the dollar store. I get that water. I love that water. She
probably paid like $8 for the bottle too.
So I'm saying she need a better squad.
Man, let me leave this woman alone. And more social media fuckery. Portland Thorns account is at it again, doing dumb shit. This time they are snarking fans, however frustrated they may be, who are trying to watch the Portland Thorns play soccer on TV. This weekend's game was on CBS Sports Network. So somebody went on Twitter and was tweeting furiously at the Portland Thorns account. It's like, how do I watch this fucking game? And that was a perfectly cock it. Let's go. Cock it. And yeah, they were letting them off. And then this whole series of tweets was just so avoidable. But given the person behind this account, of course it had to happen this way. Anyway, to summarize, the person was furious about the count, about not being able to watch the game, tweeted at the account. The social media manager replied that you watch it on CBS Sports Network. We already told you this. And the guy was like, you didn't answer the question. And she was like, we did answer the question. And we're like, no, you didn't, because we asked you if that is the same as Paramount Plus. And then social media manager was like, oh, yeah, misread the tweet. And yeah, it's your fault. Oh my God, man. This woman is... Listen, I don't know her. I don't care to know her. Y'all faves like her. I don't give a shit. If you can't do this and it's your job, then this probably shouldn't be your job. Period.
100%.
period. Everybody can have a bad day. But she is clearly taking all this shit personal. Like, nobody's tweeting at you. 99% of the people tweeting at that account don't know you, don't care. Yes, there's a person behind the account. I understand all of that. But the guy was trying to figure out how to watch the damn game. You didn't have to respond to that or take it personally. I'm so sick of her. I said this on the last time. I'm sick of her and people like her. All of them. Just get them out of here, man. Soccer is so, it's a drag because of shit like that. And these people don't get it. They refuse to adjust. They refuse to adapt. They refuse to shift their thinking for the betterment of everybody. They just stuck in this old corny self-aggrandizing bullshit, man. Like, come off it. Anyway, let me stop talking. What you got on it, Ken?
I mean, I guess I got the same shit I said about the last article about Lisa Baird or whatever, right? Some people just aren't ready for primetime, you know? And a couple years ago, nobody probably blinks an eye, right? But I mean, now you got all these eyeballs, and like, maybe the front office just isn't prepared for that. One thing that I don't think gets enough play throughout the leagues and things like this is mm-hmm. like how small these front offices actually are, right?
Yeah.
How many people do you think the Portland Thorns have working there in their front office? Like three, maybe four at the most?
No, like, they got more than that.
How many more? Like,
I would say they got 10.
I think at the Red Stars, they may have double digits now. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, the Red Stars may have gotten to double digits now. And that's not like, once again, that's not a slight against the Red Stars or any of these teams. Like, let me make that very clear. Like, I'm not trying to bang on them. I'm just saying, like, a lot of times you get your success before you staff up. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, this person has probably been, the person in question has probably been their social media manager and worn a couple of hats for like years now. Yep. And she's just in it. And she probably feels comfortable that, like, you know, she do what she wants to on there. And,
oh, that's very clear.
You know, you get what you get. Clear. Like, you get what you get.
Yeah.
But I will say this is on brand for the general Portland aesthetic, I guess. So maybe she's doing like the WWE or like WWF like villain thing or something.
She leaning into the thorn, huh?
She leaning into the thorn. Yeah. Whoa. Whoa.
Excalibur.
Yo.
Yo. Bro, don't get me canceled, because listen. Oh my God. Please, absolutely not. Anyway. I just love, I'll finish this one off by saying I love the ratio on this shit.
Yeah.
It's 148 quote tweets to 4 likes. And I wish people would listen to me sometimes and like really, really drive the point home. Instead of 148, it should be 1,000 quote tweets for me. All of them saying this shit is trash.
Yeah, just
and then
banging
that,
on it.
That makes because it's not, it doesn't take you any extra energy. It's not aggressive. It's not wrong. But it makes a point. It drives home a point that this is a problem and we're going to let you know.
Yeah. And fair play to everybody on the internet. Like,
yeah.
Holding them accountable, whoever it was doing.
Mm-hmm.
A round of applause.
But yeah, enough about that. She's whack as hell. NYCFC has been digging in the favelas.
Hey,
they got some Brazilian players coming in. That's like the new hotspot for MLS, man. Argentino, they might be out the door, man.
Bro, man, I don't understand. I like what MLS is doing. I don't understand why it took them so long to figure out that their model should be finding good Central and South American talent. And then trying to be the conveyor belt to Europe, right? But, like, you know, fair play. Like, you know.
Yeah, man.
This guy looks swaggy, so.
Yeah, they got 3 Brazilian players now. So they signed Eber 2 seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
They just signed Tiago Andrade.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he just got his visa, so he's now fully with the team. Just saw some photos come out today, actually. And then now this latest signing is a major, major deal, man. This kid is 18 years old. His name is Talis Magno, and he is a forward slash winger, Brazilian. He played with the U17 and won with them just a year ago. He was being sought after by Liverpool, I think it was, and I believe Lazio and a couple of other like major clubs in Europe. And here he is in MLS on a young DP contract. I am absolutely stunned by this signing. And this kid needs to pan out fully, not just for NYCFC and the win column, but for the league and what it means for talent like this to be able to come here, cut your teeth, level up, and then go on to wherever it is you're trying to get to.
Yeah, I'll go out on the ledge. Kinstradamus, he'll be at Man City in 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, 5 is spot on because he's contracted through 2026.
2026? Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. He'll be at the mothership. He'll be at the mothership by 2026.
Yeah, for sure. If he plays up, yeah, he's out of here, bro.
And I think that clubs are really starting to take notice to the ability that MLS provides for talents age 18 to 22 to develop physically and technically while playing with grown ass men, right? Yep. That's the big difference here, right? Like if you go to Europe and you don't make it into the first team, you're not playing. Like if you're playing reserves or like U23s and shit like that, like chances are you're not playing with grown ass men. You're playing with kids, right? Well, you're playing with other kids. MLS affords you the benefit of like actually being able to play with grown men, you know, at a level that isn't bad, but it also kind of protects you too.
Yeah.
So big shouts to, would you say his name was Talis Magno?
Talis. Is that how? Yeah.
Talis. Okay. Big shouts to Talis. I'm really excited to see what he does because this will be the second or third year that MLS as a whole has kind of gotten a young talent like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm kind of excited. I mean, the league's interesting now.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you were spot on, too, saying that he got the sauce because he's bringing that full favela energy, man. He got the fucking dances and all that.
The
shoulder shimmy joint. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, this kid about to take off, man.
Yeah, he's got the double earrings.
Whole little Bronx doing that.
Yeah, he's got the double earrings already.
Yeah, man, he's like, going crazy.
You can tell he's from one of the darker sides of the favelas, too, because he's got the afro going.
Yes, sir.
Oh, before we get off of this, rest in peace while we're talking about Brazilians, the MC Kevin. Kind of a sad story. Not sure if you heard about this.
I did not.
Kevin was cheating on his wife with a professional sex worker. His wife came to the hotel and Kevin tried to jump out of the window of his hotel to hide from his wife. He thought she was coming to the door and it didn't go so well. RIP to MC Kevin. And yeah, let's see what Talis Magno does. Lighten it up in Brooklyn.
Bruh, that was the most wild non sequitur I ever. Holy shit, I was not expecting that one.
Hey, man, there's some wild boys down there in Brazil.
Yeah, that's one way to break it off. Olivia, the young teenage girl, she's age 15. That we spoke about a few episodes ago, has got her restraining order on NWSL and she can play.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to let her play. The judge has ruled that 15-year-old Olivia Moultrie is eligible to sign a contract with the NWSL. This right here is crazy. I had a feeling this was going to happen, just given the socio-political climate. And here we are. Now, Olivia has to deliver.
Well, she's got 14 days. So I think that's like a training camp.
Yeah. And this is the crazy thing. Like, if she goes in there and impresses on that level, and then the team is fighting for her against the league, that's going to be crazy.
You want to know something crazy about this, too? I believe that, okay, so she's tied to the Portland Thorns right now, but
please no.
She's with the Thorns right now, right?
Is she?
Yeah, yeah. I think she is in the Thorns camp. I think that's where she made her debut.
Oh, God.
But.
Oh, yeah, she is.
She scrimmages with the Thorns. But the way the league rules work, I think the Olympic Rain, OL Rain, have her discovery rights.
Mm.
So that could be a wild battle, too, because they're definitely going to fight over her. I don't want to get into like talking about how good people's games are or whatever, but just objectively saying, I'm kind of surprised she's not in Europe right now.
Mm.
Because if she was that nasty, she would be on the first team to walk into Lyonnais straight up.
Hmm. Okay.
So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to play out. But also, too, I would want to temper expectations on how good people think she can actually pan out to be.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they got Katarina out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Quick.
With the ASAP.
Right. So just something to kind of keep the perspective together. But yeah, big congratulations to her. Like, you know, round of applause.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see all ballers get a chance to ball.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. It's going to be a lot for the league to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were just saying earlier, how, you know, you might hit that boost and you're not fully prepared for it. Right. This is a situation where this girl is 15. She's still got to go to school. How are they going to sort that out? There are labor laws and all sorts of things that got to be considered. So this is crazy. Like, what do you pay her? You know, like, I don't know. This is all new territory for the league. So this will definitely be something to watch.
Well, one of the big things, I was loosely following, like reading the court notes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big things that NWSL was arguing was like, just how much it was going to cost to allow her in the league. Because,
in addition to her salary.
Yeah. Just like league-wide shit that people don't think about, right?
Yeah.
For example, you have to carry a different insurance for minors.
For minors, yeah.
Than you do for adults, right? Mm. So, like, you know, they might have that money now, but do they want to spend that money, right? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's going to be interesting to see. Once again, big up to her. I hope she gets to ball out somewhere. But I also hope this isn't a Freddie Adu situation where she gets rushed in at like 14 or 15 and doesn't really get to.
She's doing the rushing. The league was like, we tried to tell you 18, but you want to be here. Here it is.
But I hope it doesn't end up that way, because Freddie Adu could have been great, but he wasn't ready to play MLS at 16.
He absolutely was.
No, I mean,
he wasn't ready to deal with the stardom.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what. Well, you're not ready to play then. Being a professional, like a lot of being a professional. Speaking of another good tangent, a Kevin Prince Boateng interview. Big shout out to Yogi and Can I Kick It. Thank you for having us on.
Yeah. Check that episode out, go do that. Can I Kick It FC podcast. What's the episode number? I forgot the episode number.
30 something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
most recent
about
one.
The Boateng brothers, Chop Soccer Pod and Can I Kick It teamed up. Go run the numbers up.
Yeah, but like we were talking about it, like, you know, the professional aspect of having to be a professional.
Yeah,
he was talking about that on an interview he was doing, and he was like, the hardest part of being a professional is 32 is the number. He was talking about the hardest part of being a professional is the mental aspect of the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like he said, everybody has talent, but are you gonna go to bed at 9 o'clock because you got to get up and go run at 4 in the morning? Or are you gonna watch a movie till 2 in the morning, or like play PlayStation with your boys, you know, and just all of this dedication, right?
Yeah.
And then just like dealing with all the like professional side of engagements and things like that, right? Mm-hmm. How do you manage all of that time and just like mentally keep it all together?
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully she's built for it, but it's going to be difficult. It's not going to be just showing up every week kicking a ball.
Yeah. Soulja Boy has a versus battle coming up with Bow Wow.
Soulja Boy, tell him.
You!
Yo, I'm actually ready for this, bro.
Hey, listen, this shit right here is going to be a meme fest, fam. It's going to be so many quotables out of this. Soulja Boy is going to act outright fool on this. This is going to be pure comedy.
Drake! Drake!
Man, this is going to be wild. And Romeo is hurt. He spent 2 weeks talking about, yo, Bow Wow, let's do this. Me and you, for the youth, let's celebrate that era and us being so young in that era. And this man do the verses with Soulja Boy. That's got to sting. But I'm here for this one just for the comedy of it. I just want to see how many quotables come out of this verses.
I am actually excited for this for the music, bro. Because...
For Soulja Boy music? Or
yeah.
For Bow Wow music?
No. Soulja Boy, 100%.
Okay, yeah, there we go.
100%.
I would listen for the Soulja Boy music.
Soulja Boy, so many people's fathers out here that they don't want to, like, Soulja Boy.
Hundo.
Soulja Boy was doing shit. People like to laugh at Soulja Boy because fucking his shit was like, this right here is my swag. Or what was the other one? And I meet you, kick that Soulja Boy. Yep. And like, you know, like it seems cheesy and corny, but he was the first one to take over the internet.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about guerrilla marketing. This man was way ahead of his time with that.
He was the first one to do the ringtones.
I don't know if he was the first on the ringtones, but he definitely did numbers on
ringtones. Pioneered that shit. Let's put it that way.
That kissed me through the phone shit, bro.
Woo.
Slap to this day.
Oof, baby, you know that I miss you. I want to get with you. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
That's the shit. But baby, kiss me through the phone. That's
kiss
my
me
shit.
Through the phone.
That's my shit, bro. Like, I'm telling you, man. Like, Soulja Boy, people need to put respect on Soulja Boy's name. I know he's easy to make fun of, but you need to put respect on his name because he's doing a lot of shit. He was doing a lot of shit in, like, 2005 that, like, people are doing now. And that was 15 years ago.
Right. Right.
So,
and he's
I'm
still
excited.
Young. Is he even 30 yet?
No, I don't think so.
That's crazy, bro.
Or if he's not older than me, I don't think. He's definitely not. He's not older than his mid-30s.
That's crazy. Like, I don't even know what to feel about that, man. I'm an old dog.
Nah, man. It just lets you know, like, how timeless some of this shit really is. Like, once you hit a point when, like, the internet really started becoming the main currency of how people communicated, time just started flattening out, bro. Like,
yeah.
I mean, there are people who were, okay, take Jay-Z, right? Like, Jay-Z was, like, 30 when, like, the internet really, like, blew up. And now he's just Jay-Z. Like, nobody sees him as, like, an old rapper or, like, whatever.
Everyone sees him as an old rapper.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
In terms of, like...
He's not washed.
Yeah, he's not washed, or he didn't phase out the way people normally phased out when the medium of currency was like radio and TV, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because like in the internet, you never die.
Yep, never die.
Never die. That's scary as shit, bro.
That's so it goes. It's at the halftime. Music selections for the week. What you got rocking on your playlist?
This week, I don't actually have a song as much as I have a snippet because music is coming, y'all. Music is coming. I'm so excited. Certified Lover Boy is coming. Kenstradamus, Certified Lover Boy, will be here before Independence Day. What's that? July? So like a month and some change. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Certified Lover Boy coming before July 4th. And okay. The snippet I want you to go listen to is Drake Fair Trade. You're probably going to have to go to YouTube to find it. Yeah, Drake's on that. Drake's talking his shit. It's summer music. Certified Lover Boy. I'm telling you, when that album drops, I might have to get the heart cut in my side.
Don't
of my
do
hair.
That.
No, don't. No, don't get the heart. Hell don't get no. The heart cut in my hair. No,
don't do that.
I can't do it. I can't pull it off.
Absolutely not. No, it's not that you can't pull it off. Just don't.
All right, that's my at the half. Drake Fair Trade. It's a snippet. You're probably going to have to find it on YouTube. Hot Ken Summer. Ready for this Certified Lover Boy. I'm ready for this album.
Dope. My pick this week is from an artist that I'm just discovering today. I've never heard of her before, but the name is Marzz. M-A-R-Z-Z. And the track is called Countless Times. This shit is buttery, man. Like, oh, man.
Is it like R&B?
It's R&B, but, you know, new school flavor. It's slap, too. I don't think she's, like, super, super singular or anything as a vocalist, but it just, this song is wavy. I was bumping it back to back. It popped up in a random playlist, and I was like, oh, what is that? I went through the rest of her catalog, which I did not enjoy at all, to be honest. But this track right here is hard, so... definitely check that out. Marzz, that's M-A-R-Z-Z, Countless Times.
She looks like this could be my bag, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think you'll dig it.
She's got the aesthetic of an artist. Like, she looks the way I kind of want my artist, my R&B artist to look, like if they talking that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I can't wait.
Check it out. Let me know what you think.
All right.
Saucer Toss this week. We back. We got two joints on deck. Wavy Footy is in the mix again. We've been rocking with Wavy Footy. We like what they're doing. So this is cool content. It's interesting stuff to discuss every week. And this is how we show our support to the people. So MLS NWSL Fits of the Week is a thread that they're doing. And this week's list has some hits and some misses. So let's go through it and decide if it's sauce or toss. The first up is New England Revs player Tajon Buchanan. He's got on the Amiri t-shirt, possibly Amiri jeans, Louis toiletry bag. How are you feeling about this one, Ken? Sauce or toss?
Ooh. I think I'm going to toss this. Not because... Hold on. I can't even give him... Oh, my God. This is terrible. Because, I mean, it's not terrible. Okay, we'll give him oh no. We'll give him
oh no.
Like, we'll give him that one. Because it's not bad. It's just, I don't know anything about Amiri, but...
That shit's expensive. That's about it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if your shit's expensive and you got, like, ripped holes in your shit... I get where you're trying to take the culture, but Ed Hardy like ruined all of these like rips and like emotions and shit on the t-shirt. All of that shit's been dead for me for a while, fam.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, like, while it might look okay, I can't sauce it. Like, I just can't sauce it because I feel like I've seen this look for the past 10 years,
too long.
Maybe.
Too long.
Right. And the only thing that really changes is, like, the brands.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, get your shit off. It don't look bad, so I can't say, like, it don't look bad. But I can't, like, you know, it's not a sauce for me, fam. It's a toss.
Same here, man. This is a toss for me. I get the Amiri is expensive. I get the Louis is Louis. That's also expensive. I don't care. This fit is extra basic.
Yeah.
Yeah, just not popping. I ain't even gonna spend too much time on this one. I love this player. I think he's dope as hell. He's good for the hood. As a matter of fact, I want to see if I can get him on the show. We talk some shit. But yeah, this fit is just not it, fam. Toss. Next up, Shea Groom from Houston Dash. I am going to sauce this one. Yeah, it's nothing, and kind of in the same vein. It's grungy. I like the little grunge effect on it. That's all I'm really saucing.
The effect it looks, you put on the photo?
No, the grunge.
Okay.
The jacket is like the tie-dye, and she got the tie-dye shirt, but it's all dark.
See, I thought that was bleach.
Bruh.
No, I thought that's...
whatever it is, I don't know what to call it.
Like, I thought that was like the bleach burnt look where... I don't know.
You're probably right, but whatever it is, I'm going to give it a sauce because it's just clean. She looked like whatever. These boots, though, whoever did her customization, I ain't really feeling that. The Texan A&M is cool. I don't know what's going on in that right boot, though.
I think those are Kobe's.
Man, what?
I mean, not. I'm trying to figure out
how do you get?
Because I'm trying to figure out who that player is on the side of the boot, and it looks like a yellow jersey. So, like, I just assumed it was a Lakers jersey.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, man. It looks like a cartoon character or something. It is the Adidas Nemesis boot, but
I like those Adidas Nemesis boots, though.
Yeah, those are clean. I've been telling them I need another street version. They did one a few years ago, but it didn't go beyond size 12, which is stop that.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I'm going to give her a sauce because whatever. She's fine.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Here, we'll give her. You're giving her the.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
That's not what you're giving her?
No, that's a little bit extra.
Okay. Hold on. We'll give her the... I don't know, man. I don't have nothing that's like... Okay, here we go. We'll give
it with
you...
the... Apparently...
Success!
Oh, yeah. We'll hit her with your joint.
Really, sometimes I don't watch this... I don't watch the news because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, apparently Grandpa doesn't get me alone after watching Powerball.
Okay. Actually, now that we've talked through this, I've dated some white girls that had this fit, so I gotta go sauce. Like, I can't be phony. Like, I can't be phony. Like... I've dated some white girls who got this fit. So
that's why you're trying to avoid it for trauma.
The trauma. Oh my God.
Man, leave this woman alone. Let's move on to CJ Sapong.
No, she gets a sauce. I kind of like the bag. I like the jean and like black shirt combo. Like, she gets a sauce. She gets a sauce.
Yeah. CJ Sapong is up next. With his
my boy
Miami Vice / Target look.
Hey, my boy.
Oh man, listen. I love CJ Sapong. He's a cool dude, but this fit is not it, bro.
You ain't here for the taco meat? Like
I don't mind the taco meat. Like, I mean, it ain't for me, but listen, men do the taco meat, so like that's fine. The shirt itself is fundamentally fine. It's giving me a little Racing Louisville.
Yeah, that's
fine.
Okay.
My issue is with, I don't know if it's just this capture, but those chinos, fam.
Whew.
Them joints look fresh out of Walmart, bro. Like, and not that you cannot shop at Walmart, but I'm just saying, in the sauce category, this is not wavy, fam. Like, just not wavy. What is he doing, bro?
I mean, it's Nashville, bro. It's Nashville. I'm giving him, actually, my boy moved to Nashville. He got his chakras together.
Oh, man.
I'm sure it's sunny every day. I'm going to give it to him.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
I'm going to give it to him. I'm going to give it to him. I mean, I could kind of do without the shirt, but I've rocked a fit like that before. So, especially in the South, like, and it's hot already too, man. It's like 90 degrees in Nashville right now, bro. Mm-hmm. Floral shirts are out. It is floral shirt season. So,
yeah, for sure.
So I'll give him that. I'll give him that. I'll give him
All right.
I'll give him a sauce.
All right.
Holding it down for the Southeast.
We don't align on that one, but it's okay.
You got to hold it down for the Southeast.
I guess so. Jeremy Obobise is up next with a very, very questionable fit.
What?
Well, all right. Let me rephrase because I already know where you're going. And I agree with you on that point. That Samuel Eto'o shirt is fire.
Like,
that's vintage. You're not going to find that anywhere else. That shit is hard.
You ain't going to find that shit outside of Cameroon, bro.
Yeah, but that fit is traga, my friend.
For real?
Oh, my. Yeah, this shit is gone.
I might have
bro.
To revoke your New York card, bro. Like,
nah. This, like, you, like, come on, man.
Come
if
on,
you,
man.
The pants, those don't look quality to me. They just don't.
But every New Yorker owns a pair of camo pants. So you
can... No.
No? No?
No?
No?
No. No. No, no, no.
I might have
I don't
to...
have any.
I might have to call the New York delegation and have them come check on you, bro.
Yeah,
you ain't got no camo.
They're
going to have to come get you, bro. You ain't got no
pull
camo
up on
pants.
Me. Yo, we need to get that shit. Pull up on me.
Pull up on me. So wait. Hold on. Because maybe it was just when I was growing up, but summer wasn't here until... The New York niggas cut their camo pants into camo shorts and was wearing camo shorts and Tim's.
True life, but I had to wear that shit for work, so I ain't wearing no damn camo. I'm off camo, fam.
Okay, okay. Yeah, facts. Facts. Yeah. Okay.
The
I don't see how you
cool,
don't
though.
Like this, though.
Nah, this fit is ass, bro. He
so is it
mad.
Just
he
is
looks
it just
frumpy? That's the problem.
Is it just the pants that's not doing it for you? Because I
nah,
mean, the,
he
the
looks
shoes
frumpy.
The shoes are fit. Like, the shoes are sick. The shirt's sick.
Nah. Man. Matter of fact, I'm going to take it back to the fucking Fab mixtape. Them pants make them look them slick.
Oh, stop. Stop. No.
Man, get this shit out of here.
Oh, my God.
This is a miss, man.
Oh,
at least accessorize or something, man. He just looked frumpy. He looked not well put together. But again, that Samuel
okay.
Eto'o vintage mix-up shirt is that's hard. It's, I
could,
mean, Eto'o, man. I mean, you can't. There's you're never gonna go against that. But that fit is not it.
I can see what you're saying about it not looking crisp.
Yeah,
but it definitely looks very. I don't want to say relaxed or like distressed, but mm-hmm. it definitely looks like he's owned. All of those clothes, except for maybe the shoes, for about a decade.
Right.
So right. I get what you mean, but I don't know, man. I like every piece of that, except for actually, you know what? You know what? Hold on. I'm going to take it back a little bit because I just realized those camos was cargo shorts. Well, cargo pants. So.
And I've been trying to tell you. I've been trying to tell you, man.
I'm going to have to reconsider. No, we'll give him a sauce. I'm in a good mood today. We'll give him a sauce.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
I don't know why I'm in such a good mood right now, but he gets a sauce, too. He gets a sauce, too. I think the t-shirt and the shoes do it for him.
All right. That's your decision. Paul Areola from DC United is up next, and he has on a refix of... Tajon Buchanan's outfit. So you already know this is a toss for me. And he looked like he got on like the fucking Macy's Levi's. Like this is just no.
I might have to sauce old boy for having the Essentia water. That's good water. That's the flyest accessory I've 9.5 seen.
9.5 pH balance.
The balance. That's the sauciest accessory I've seen today. The Essentia water
might be
like, I don't know, man. I might have to toss this one. I might have to toss this one because the way the Eto'o shirt carried, oh my God, what's his name? Jeremy's, right?
Mm-hmm.
The way the Eto'o shirt carried Jeremy's fit.
Yeah.
This Beckham shirt isn't doing it for me.
Right.
Right. I don't know. What is Icon?
I don't know. I see that hat a lot. But
yeah, I see that hat too, and I don't exactly know what it is. So is that...
Yeah, it's,
wait, no, no,
it's
no.
It's the iconic hat for the uniconic.
That can't be the... that can't be the Jaden Smith shit, right? Because didn't he have that song?
I doubt it.
All
I'm just,
oh yeah, he had that song, but
oh okay, no,
this may, who knows what it is, but whatever.
Yeah, okay,
this is not wavy.
No, and unless that's a submariner he's got on, I'm tired of seeing knockoff looking Rolexes.
No, I think Paul can afford a Rolex for sure.
No, I'm not saying he can't. I shouldn't have said knockoff looking, but like watches is looking like Rolexes that aren't. I'm tired of that fit.
Yeah,
classic submariner or go home. But I do have to disagree with you because I love Levi's.
511s. I love Levi's.
511s in my jam. Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, Levi's got their higher end shit is like, bro, that's some of the best denim in the world.
Yeah, I think I only own Levi jeans now. Like I had to get rid of my my young boy shits, my Abercrombies and my Hollister joints. I had to get rid of those. So. Yeah.
You know what annoys me about this Paul Areola fit? It looks unfinished. Like he's kind of going rapper vibes, but didn't like not enough chains. The chain too little. Like even if he's doing that size, it's got to be like five of them.
Yeah.
And it's just sitting there lonely. Like it just looks unfinished.
That's one thing I don't think a lot of these guys realize, or just a lot of people realize in general. Like if you're going to go minimalist on the clothes,
accessorize.
You got to do more with the accessories, right? Because I get, black hat, black shirt, black shades, but you got to give me more. And the book bag doesn't even look like it matches. I need a little more jewelry from him if he's doing this. Yeah.
Right. Let's do one more in the sequence, and that is Eric Williamson of the Portland Timbers. And he is wearing some denim jeans cuffed at the ankle, some ones. What do you call that jacket? I forgot.
I don't know, but it looks denim.
Yeah, right? Denim jacket, whatever. I forgot what that style is called, but he's got that. This is sauce for me. Well coordinated, nice and easy, nothing too crazy, nothing extra. Just clean, put together. Got his gradients of tan going on. Got his Louis toiletry bag. And he just strolling with confidence. Like he knew what he was doing when he did this. The way that jean is cuffed right at the top of the one high. Like that's, he's been doing this a while. So sauce for me for sure.
I'm not really a fan of the Canadian tuxedo, but what? That's what they call denim on denim, right? The Canadian tuxedo, right? Okay. Just making sure I wasn't being like problematic or anything, but I think that's actually what they called it. I'm not a fan of the Canadian tuxedo, but I'll give him a sauce for this because I like the way he goes jacket and high ones. And you are like well on the way to being saucy to me if you own a pair of high ones.
Because,
and I think those just aren't the regular high ones. Those might be the, what are they? The AJ something variation. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
So they're the
ones. I can't
keep
up with all the damn ones out right now.
Okay. So they're the ones, and the ones don't have flaps on the side, right? But then there's certain ones that are like, it's like an AJ, in the AJ short for like Air Jordan. Yeah. But they have, all of those models have the little flaps on the side.
Yeah.
So that's how you can tell the difference between if they were like regular, like, you know, regular first time ones, or like if they're one of the remixes of the ones, is if they have the little flaps on the side. Gotcha. But all in all, I like those. So this is a sauce for me.
Yeah.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Where'd you find this?
I would like to know where you found those shoes.
One more for Sauce and Toss this week. Club 11 Mag, they have released a list of the top, was it 10 or 11? Oh, yeah, 11, because you get it, Club 11. Huh, I see what you did there.
Hey.
The top 11 North American soccer kits. Voted 100% by you, supporters, players, and creators. And I guess we'll run down the list backwards.
Okay.
All right. So number 11 is Union Omaha shirt. Number 10, Chicago Red Stars. Number 9, New Amsterdam FC away shirt. Number 8, New Amsterdam third shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, New York, New Jersey, Gotham FC. Number 6, Philadelphia Union. Number 5, LA Galaxy. Number 4, Orlando Pride. Number three, Racing Louisville FC. They didn't specify. Oh, yeah, that has to be the home or the away, I believe.
Yeah.
Number two is Seattle Sounders. And number one is Racing Louisville again in their dark colored floral print shirt. How do you feel about this 11?
Whenever you do lists like this that are voted on by the fans, I feel like a lot of these are more who can activate their fan base.
Yeah, for sure.
The most, probably. But the only ones that really stick out for me as ones I would be like, all right, how did they really make it this far? Are the LA Galaxy at 5. Don't know how they got there. The Union at 6. Don't know how they got there. Not with that Comic Sans shit. Like, Dupe Nation can come for me all they want to.
It's
but
not
like,
the font. It's the lightning bolts that's doing it.
Okay. And then Union Omaha. I didn't even know they had a release. So I'm just throwing that in there.
Shirt is
all
right.
It's yeah. Cool. But yeah. I mean, for the most part, all of these are saucy in some way or another. I am a fan of the Racing Louisville home and aways. I do like the way the print sits on the GE.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is a very well-designed jersey.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Over the Jimmy jersey, that's a lot, bro. The Jimmy jersey's growing on me. It might be my favorite jersey of the year the more I see it.
Really?
Yeah, the Jimmy jersey's definitely growing on me.
Huh.
Just because it's not like... Every other jersey, I could make a case that I've seen something like it. The Jimmy jersey is probably the standout of the year outside of, is it the New Amsterdam away that's black and white and orange?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a home shirt is black and white and orange. The third is the one with the boats on it.
Okay. Which one? So which one's the away right
Bro,
here?
Bro, sorry to cut you off, but sidebar. I saw them post a fucking Icarus, the actual Icarus account posted a version of that third shirt with the boats in black, red, and white. I was like, bro, I need that shit. I don't know how I'm going to get it, but I'm getting that shit. Watch.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
The Jimmy one's probably my one of the year so far. But yeah, they're definitely, I mean, Maryland Bobcats didn't even make this. I can think of so many jerseys that are just no disrespect once again to like Racing Louisville. But I mean, this has been like a very good year for jerseys.
A very good year.
So fair play to them. I like it. But I mean, like, does it automatically come to mind as like one of my sauciest jerseys?
Oh, no. It absolutely does for me. I told
you. The Racing Louisville?
But listen, I don't know that I would put it number one, but I told y'all when we first covered it on the show, like if I was one of those people that just cop jerseys just to wear them, bro, this joint would absolutely be in my rotation. This shit is hard, fam.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But I'm thinking this year I would give the Racing Louisville jerseys maybe 4 through 6.
Okay.
4 through 7. Once again,
are you putting
just
the Bobcats in one?
I'm putting the Bobcats at top three, and they're not one and not three, so two.
Oh, my God.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
I don't even know where I got that. Top three, and it's not one and not three. Yeah, yeah. Oh, so, man.
So who are you putting at one?
Probably the Sounders Jimmy jersey.
Yeah, probably. You said that. What the hell am I talking about?
I would probably go Sounders Jimmy jersey, Miami Bobcats keeper jersey. Is that the one?
Miami Bobcats.
Not Miami. I'm sorry. Maryland Bobcats keeper jersey. The black, white. The one that looks like the TikTok joint.
Yeah. The one that looks like the flag.
Yep.
Yeah, that's hard.
So no. The keeper one that's
oh,
like,
with the like the electric whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever I know what you're talking about.
That's my number two.
Gotcha.
And then I'd probably go Red Stars Neighborhood for number three.
Is that the one that just dropped?
Yeah.
With the train on it? Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Uh-huh. And then 4, I would go with Late Racing Louisville, both of them, because they're just the same jersey, different colorways.
Yeah.
Then 5, New York, New Jersey. Yeah, I could do that.
I can't. I don't know why people hyping that joint up. It's just a sash. Like, for me, all they needed to do was add like some sort of wave texture in the sash to look like a water or river or whatever. And that would have been it for me.
I think I like it for the simplicity of it.
Mm-hmm.
I like well done jerseys that look pretty simple. And yeah, it's a nice compliment to like everything else that was being done. So like, that's probably why I put it so high.
Gotcha.
Like in another year, if like they were all simple jerseys, it would go down. You're only as good as your competition for the year.
Right. Foul Play is back again this week. We have 2 things to go over. One of them, J. Cole fans, you should probably stop listening right now.
You ready?
Because Kid is definitely about to talk that shit again about J. Cole.
All right, let's get to music then. Let's get to music. Let's get to it.
Well, we are going to go and have a look and see if we can hear the audio here.
Definitely going to have a look at this one.
J. Cole scores, but Rwanda Patriots suffer the first loss of the season. I don't know if y'all have been following this. Ken clearly has. And listen, we just got to keep it 100, man. J. Cole hasn't been doing very well.
Is that what we're going to say?
I saw a couple of highlights and, well, lowlights. And yeah, your man is not doing very well. Everyone around him definitely looks like a seasoned basketball player. He, not so much. Bit uncoordinated in his movement. Not a great shooter at all. It's a bit rough right now, and I'm wondering how long he's going to last. Listen, I wish him the best. I want him to do well. I want him to enjoy this experience. But for right now, you're going to get these jokes, fam.
So what are you giving him? Are you you giving him a yellow? You giving him a red? You letting him play on? Like,
listen, I'm giving him a yellow. You're on a caution, bro. You got to step it up. You're on a caution. I'm watching. And the next egregious moment in the field of play, you are out of here.
Okay, actually, you know what, I gotta give you a round of applause, Rocks, because you are definitely like growing into my way of thinking about this. So definitely give you a round of applause for this. And once again, I don't want any of this to come off as hate. We're just out here getting these jokes off. On a serious level, before we get to the jokes, it is amazing that, you know, he's at least talented enough to get out there and at least get some run, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, come on, fam. I told y'all this a couple weeks ago. Kenstradamus, like I told y'all this a couple weeks ago. It ain't the same as playing as Lifetime Fitness, bro. What?
You missed a golden opportunity when that siren went off. You should have played the police.
Police! Help! Police! Police!
I live near a hospital, bro.
Oh, man. That is the worst possible location for recording a podcast.
I'm living near a hospital. I didn't even do the math on it. I was just like, yo, this area is kind of lit. I like it. And then I just didn't realize that like I was on the ambulance route.
Oh, man.
But yeah, like I tried to tell y'all, man, you know, it ain't the same. Like playing ball at Lifetime Fitness, getting some run in the summer.
Yeah.
Ain't the same as playing out here. And like, I respect what he's trying to do. But once again, told y'all he wasn't good enough to play in Europe. Y'all didn't believe me. Told y'all he wasn't good enough to play in Australia. Y'all didn't believe me. That's not a knock on J. Cole. I'm just trying to put respect on all of these professional basketball players who get out here and struggle day to day to try to make rosters. Like it's disrespectful. They are out there gunning for him because they know who he is, right? And what does that say about you? Like, you don't want to be the dude that gets crossed up by J. Cole, right? Like, you never making a squad again if you get crossed up by J. Cole.
Absolutely not.
What if you're the dude that gets nutmegged by Usain Bolt when he's on his tryout or some shit like that, right, bro? Like, you're just not getting a call back. And I got to give him a red card, man. Like, you proved to us that you could make a professional basketball roster. Okay. Just come back home, fam. Give somebody else this shot. I mean, there's somebody out here who deserves this shot. And not saying you don't. I mean, you went 3 points. You didn't score in your second game in 12 minutes. Shot an air ball. And you put up 2-1-1 in this one.
Yowza. Ouch.
Like, it ain't happening, fam. It ain't happening. Red card.
At least rebound, fam.
Yeah. Like, at least get some boards. But, I mean, like, you know, once again.
No, you got to look at the plus minus, though.
Yo, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, J. Cole fans will find anything to tell you that, like, we just don't get it, right?
Yeah.
You got to look at the plus minus. Like, somebody on Twitter was talking about XG or, like, XP, like, expected points. Like, yo, if you look at his expected points, it was, like, double digits. I was like, expected points for basketball, fam? Like, I didn't even know that was a stat. I thought it was just points. But, just bring it home, fam. Your album's doing well.
6 number one.
Yeah. Just bring it home, fam. Just bring it home. Do some concerts. Nobody's going to be talking about this next year anyway.
Yeah.
Worst thing you could really do is get hurt and fuck up your touring money. Like, at this point. Because you're not even balling, right?
Yeah. And outside, open up. Man, let's go get that bread. Yeah, I know artists is chomping at the bit right now. They're like, yes, let's go get this bread.
I'm telling you, this goes back to my original point that if he was going to do this shit, he should have done this shit last year with his indoor ass music and wanting to go on tour, like, and wanting to go ball. Well, and wanting to go play ball. He should have done this last year when it was the bubble and, like, you would have got a lot more run out of it. But people ain't even talk. His album's number one. But, like, if you mixy, you're not even talking about it. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, everybody's already on the City Girls and the Twerculator. So, like,
hell yeah.
Come on home, bro. Red card. Red card. Hold on.
Bring it in.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rapinoe versus the Rose City Riveters. Megan Rapinoe we haven't seen her on the pitch that much. She got back in there, scored a beautiful free kick under French. French got a hand on it, but it wasn't enough to stop it from going and hitting the back of the net. And Megan went right over in front of the Rose City Riveters, which is a supporters group for the Thorns. And she was talking her shit right in front of them. And she spoke about it after the game, saying how much she loves that they love her, but they have to root against her. And they don't really know how to do that. It's always a little bit of a conundrum for them. So, yeah, how you feeling about this? Are you going to card her for this or not?
I'm classically not a fan of Megan Rapinoe. I think she's a great player, but I also think that in terms of what her talent is versus what she's afforded, that, like, there's a difference there. Right.
Not saying
she's, once again, like, if you, like, you got to be careful how you talk about this shit, because people you hate. And, like, no. Like, she's an amazing player. She scored a hell of a fucking goal. Yeah. But she gets the positive spin on this shit a lot of times because she's a white woman. And I feel like earlier in the year, when Morgan Weaver and Kristen Edmonds got into it player on player, because Kristen Edmonds, like, you know, is a woman of color.
Right.
she didn't get the same benefit of the doubt for quote unquote the fiery, you know, passion filled, like whatever, whatever. And that's not a slight on Megan Rapinoe. I'm just saying that she gets covered in a very different way for very different things. Yeah. And I feel like this is an example of that. So I'm just going to let her play on because, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, she scored a good goal. If you don't want her celebrating in front of your fans, don't let her score.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm from the school where it don't matter. Like, you know, we hung 10 goals on a team this weekend, like in a league game.
How many you had?
I had two goals and four assists.
Hey, let's
go. So I'm responsible for six goals in that game.
I put numbers on the board.
But I'm not sitting here trying to toot my own horn, even though I do want to give myself an air horn for that. I will give myself an air horn for giving them two goals and four assists. But, you know, like we were winning comfortably at halftime. But I'm from the school where if you want us to stop scoring, then it's your job to stop us from scoring, right?
Right.
The ultimate disrespect in the school where I'm from is like, all right, like we just gonna stop playing. And like clearly y'all can't stop us. So we just gonna go ahead and just like lay this down and finish it out. No, No. That's not where I'm from. Where I'm from, you play to the whistle, you play to win the game, and you respect your opponent by playing your best. Yeah. And they couldn't stop her. Play on, player. Play on.
Play on.
Oh, I do have to give whoever double birded her, I have to give him a red card though.
For what?
Because that's whack, bro. Like, that's trash. No. That's on, trash. Man. No.
Like, so would you rather they be throwing shit on the field?
No, but I mean, like, is that the, like, either or?
Yes.
Like, can't you just boo her and, like, be done with it?
That's a very emphatic boo.
That's a very emphatic boo.
Boo.
All right. Boo. Double boo. I'm not really rocking with the like, because I mean, for real, what happens when Crystal Dunn scores a goal and like, instead of throwing the double birds at her, you know, they say some more little colorful language or whatever. Right. I mean, I just feel like you got to chop it a little bit. Like you can boo somebody, but you can't don't throw shit in the stands at people. Fucking, we didn't talk about this DC United shit. That happened earlier, but like, you know, that's totally unacceptable. You can't throw shit in the stands or on the field and like have a little respect for the players, man.
Yeah.
So play on, dude. That was double burdener, red card all day.
This is also a play on for me. I like that type of energy.
Hey.
I think it raises the competition level. Mm-hmm. And she didn't do anything egregious. Like she went to the fans and celebrated in front of the opposing fans. Like that's, I'm here for that energy. Talk your shit. Joseph Martinez does it all the time.
Yeah.
He'll run, stand there, not move, ice grilling the crowd. Like we like that type of energy. So Rapinoe, take yours. I'm here for it. That goal was filth.
It was sick. It is so hard. Actually, I don't want to be critical because you got to get it up and over the wall, but the wall didn't jump.
Yeah, not at all.
The wall didn't jump.
I think she might have went right around the wall.
No, I think she went over because I remember the first time I saw it, I looked at it. I was like, did the wall jump? But then I realized how much dip she got on the ball.
That's the crazy part for me. That shit went in like tucked.
Yeah, that was the bottom corner.
Yeah.
Like it's hard enough to get the ball over the wall and keep it in the top corner. Mm-hmm. Right. That is unreal levels of spin and like technique being able to like put enough top spin on the ball like that where it goes up and over that fast. Whew. I mean, like fair play to her. It's not like she was extra and like ran to the other side of the field. Like she was right there.
Yep. Here for it. So that's all success.
Yes. Success.
Success.
Yeah, it's headed home time, man. We at the end of the episode. I just want to say real quick, I missed you, Shanoa. We love you so much on Chop Soccer Podcast. Can't wait till you come back. We'll see you soon. Hope everything is well. But let's get into this headed home, man. What funny anecdote or whatever you got for us this week?
I miss Shanoa too. She definitely, you don't think about the energy that like someone brings to the pod, like once you're, you know, in it week to week.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I definitely miss Shanoa's energy. I haven't been called annoying tonight. And it don't feel the same, bro. Like it don't feel the same.
Not at all.
Not at all. But my head at home this week is sometimes you got to know when to take your wins, man. There have been some actions that have been happening in my personal life, a couple of different avenues, and things are looking up for me. Sometimes you just got to take your wins and move on. Ooh, I'm not going to say that because that would defeat the whole purpose of saying take your wins and move on. So I'm just going to take my wins and move on. Yeah, you know, W's a W, take your wins, move on. That's my head at home.
Excellent. My head at home this week is catch these sales, man.
Woo!
It's Memorial Day weekend. If y'all got Monday off, I hope you run the streets and enjoy yourself.
I know that's right.
Safely, of course. But yes, Memorial Day sales. Check all your favorite outlets, wherever you want to shop. See what sales they got going on. I'm going to be getting some furniture because I'm moving shortly. So I'm going to make sure I hired my neighbor to decorate my space the right way. So we're going to get some furniture this weekend on sale. You heard me? So yeah, enjoy.
Sale.
Have a great weekend, y'all. Listen to this podcast. You already know how it go. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Chop Soccer Podcast episode 36 Chambers.
Woo woo!
This is your host, Rox Fontaine, and
It's your boy, Ken. I'm not going to go through my other AKAs because I did you all a major disservice at the beginning of the episode for the 36 Chamber episode. Should have dropped AKA Mr. Cash Rules Everything Around Me, AKA Mr. Triumph. Like, can we keep going? Can we keep going?
Two more?
Oh, okay. Oh, man. Okay.
Just don't pick Gravel Pit.
Just don't pick Gravel Pit? Okay. AKA Mr. Protect Your Neck.
Hey.
AKA... Who's my favorite Wu-Tang? Okay, we'll go AKA Mr. All That I Got Is You.
Hey.
Good
shout, man. People, you already know what to do. Do all the things that help us grow. Like, comment, share, subscribe, download these episodes because we need it and we appreciate it.
Hey.
If you want to get in the conversation with us, jump in on Twitter at Chop Soccer Pod, on Instagram at Chop Soccer Pod. Shoot your comments and suggestions to chopsoccerpod@gmail.com. And of course, support this show, man. Pass us a little bit of coins. I know y'all got that stimmy.
Hey.
Yeah, you can donate to the show paypal.me/chopsoccerpod. Thank you to everyone that has already donated. I hope y'all hearing this increased sound quality and all that. Like, that's what y'all doing. Y'all helping us get it together. So we love you, we appreciate you, and you know the vibes.
Good night, New Zealand. Switch it up.
Bye, y'all. That was Shanoa.
Bye, y'all.